State regulators began hearings on Duke Energy's carbon plan this week. The biennial plan is meant to provide a roadmap to achieving 70% emissions reductions in the state by 2030 and carbon neutrality by 2050. But the latest plan pushes for a 5-year extension on the 2030 deadline. WFAE's Zachary Turner attended a rally outside the Mecklenburg County Courthouse to learn more.
NC Climate Action Field organizer Rachel Rader joined a crowd of about 35 people holding signs and banners. Rader, age 27, held a sign that read "Environmental Justice for All."
This is my first time speaking at an event like this.
The public hearings across the state are hosted by the North Carolina Utilities Commission. But many speakers, like Rader, have a message for the privately owned utility Duke Energy.
So they can either, you know, say, okay, we're going to help, we're going to, you know, provide clean energy, and we're going to move in that direction. And we know that there's, you know, a government federal money out there that they can use to make that transition. So when they choose not to, it's completely because they know they can make a higher profit off of fossil fuels.
One of the major points of contention in Duke's carbon plan is the utility's decision to build new gas-fired plants. The company said it will retire coal plants and provide a bridge to carbon neutrality. But activists say Duke should focus on renewables that don't emit planet-warming carbon, instead of spending billions on natural gas plants that will be around for decades. The attendees in Charlotte included climate activists like NC Black Leadership and Organizing Collective organizer Angela James.
I want my daughters and grandkids to know I did and said something while the human-made ongoing climate disaster continues to happen.
Local politicians like Charlotte Progressive Caucus founder Romano Bowman.
I witnessed the 2014 Duke Energy coal ash spill and into the North Carolina Dan River in 2014 firsthand, and saw how the spill destroyed ecosystems and polluted our waterways and put people's health at risk.
And ratepayers like Billy Anderson, a mother of two.
For my family, this decision will directly impact my son's health in a serious way. As a child who suffers from asthma, he is already acutely feeling the physical toll of air pollution.
Tina Katsanos, chair of the Environmental Justice Committee at the NAACP and a member of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Climate Leaders Coalition, raised concerns about the company's rate of return on fossil fuel infrastructure projects.
You know, energy is a need. It's a basic human need, the way we live now, right? It's a utility. It should be, you know, treated the same as water. You know, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Water Department, they don't make some big profit, right? They charge enough so that they can keep the operations running and pay their employees, you know, a decent wage. Duke Energy is profiting, right? And that's a problem for me.
Duke Energy earns money back on infrastructure construction projects, plus interest. It's part of how the utility makes its money. Duke Energy spokesperson Bill Norton attended the public hearing on behalf of the company to listen to the public. Already having attended Monday's Asheville hearing, Norton said a major concern the company's heard from folks is a desire for more renewables.
They wish we weren't building natural gas. But if you think about the companies that are coming to North Carolina, the jobs that are coming here, technology companies, manufacturing companies, they don't shut off when the sun sets. So we need cleaner natural gas to bridge the gap until advanced nuclear or hydrogen are online.
He also said speakers had positive comments about the company's new Power Pair program, which connects residential solar installations to battery storage. Duke Energy filed its plan in August 2023 and updated it in 2024. Norton's comments point to a challenge the utility says it's facing. How to provide reliable electricity in a state where the amount of additional energy Duke will need to provide by 2030 increased eightfold since the utility's last prediction. Electric cars, heat pumps, large data centers, and factories are all contributing to that demand. Katsanos, for her part, had other thoughts about how the private utility could provide power when the sun's not out.
Called batteries. Battery storage. Okay, they can do it. But, you know, even if they're going to make this argument they need a diverse portfolio, I get that. But the majority of the portfolio should be renewables.
State regulators will hold three more public hearings, two in person, and one virtual hearing on April 23rd. Then the North Carolina Utilities Commission will decide what version of Duke Energy's carbon plan it will adopt. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.